From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. TikTok says President Trump's executive order blocking its app violates its due process, among other things. Anupam Chander is a professor at Georgetown University's Law Center and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you give us a sense of how these two legal principles weigh against each other? You know, TikTok's complaining about due process versus the president's executive authority. Does this lawsuit have a shot is what I'm asking.
Sure. So I think the lawsuit does have a shot. Essentially, I would say that there's a due process challenge, but there's also a First Amendment challenge that I think that might be actually more significant. Here, you've got a huge social media platform. So banning an app like that has huge speech implications. And TikTok says that is impermissible.
The argument being that it limits the free speech of all of the users?
Yeah, the argument being that it limits the speech of its users, but really TikTok is asserting its own right to speak. So imagine if TikTok were a newspaper. So if the president said, you've got to, you know, shut this newspaper down on an election eve, and the newspaper happened to be one that was highly critical of the president, you know, we would scrutinize that action very closely. And I think courts will scrutinize this action closely.
The order gave TikTok's owner ByteDance, and WeChat for that matter, 45 days to either shut down or sell. We're about halfway through that period. Is there enough time to actually delay or reverse this order?
The clock is ticking on TikTok and it knows it. And this is a tactic, a traditional tactic, to buy more time, to go to the courts and say, hey, let's pause this. Let's think about whether or not there is a legal justification for what the government's doing and give you time to review the facts. So I think that's the tactic being used here.
Anupam Chander is professor at Georgetown University's Law Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.